Wow, what a wonderful start to our little session here. Brian Pounds is our guest, and you got a terrific band. Why don't you introduce all those people for us?
Thank you. Yes, they are phenomenal, and they don't get paid nearly as much as they should. This over here on pedal steel is Tony Rincon, Mr. Brenton Kim back on the bass guitar, Chris Sleazy Sleazak back here on the drums, and the phenomenal, the legendary Mr. Derek Morris over here on keys.
Making that organ sound wonderful. Just, and you know, wait a minute. We ended up blues. Maybe it started blues and I just didn't hear it as much, but it was definitely with the keyboard year blues. But there's a little country in there too. And you know,
there is, yeah. You know, I grew up listening to so many things, and I think that, you know, none of the genres are really staying in their own lane these days.
Right,
and I just
right.
Instead of just trying to write country songs or just trying to write blues songs, I just write what I like, and I guess that, that comes out. Americana, I guess they call it these days. I don't know.
Whatever it's called, I liked it, and I think people will just really, really dig it. Do you have some gig coming up that people want to come to?
I do, in fact. I have a very special gig, November 16th.
Well, that's just around the corner.
Yeah, at the Cactus Cafe. It's my CD release for Southern Rider.
So that's
the name
tonight.
Of the record. Yeah, that's tonight
at the Cactus Cafe.
Yeah, I'm really really excited. There's just history dripping from the walls of that room.
No kidding.
Yeah,
but it's a showcase for Southern Riders.
Southern Rider. Yeah, it's a record. I named it. I woke up one morning and I read this Tennessee Williams Ford. And a copy of Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
There is no more quintessential Southern Rider than
right?
Tennessee Williams.
Yeah. So I'm reading this Ford, and there's this quote in there about Southern Riders and how something along the line of like how Southern Riders are sad and they find the sadness in things. And so I thought that was a really great idea for our album name. And then when I went back to try and like figure out what was going to be on the cover, I went back to try and read the quote. And it turns out that's not what the quote says at all.
Huh?
It has nothing to do with sad anything.
Well, did you use it anyway?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't remember what the quote was, but I still
right.
kept the title because
right.
to me, Southern Riders find the sadness in everything, the beauty and the sadness, I guess.
Right. Well, beauty and sadness go hand in hand quite often.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, almost always.
Isn't that the sad
yes.
truth?
All beauty must fade and die and, you know, be reborn again. But the music goes on nonetheless. And so all of you wonderful musicians here, and I have to say your bass player, Brenton Kim, has the most fabulous hair. You just got to see the picture.
He's like a real rock star.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. He knows like the embodiment of it.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't this, he should have been in Van Halen.
Right.
that was the two options.
Okay, now tell me again. It's Cactus Cafe tonight.
Cactus
around
Cafe
8:30,
tonight.
Something like that.
Yep, at 8 o'clock.
And this fellow's name is Brian Pounds. So if you like him, go buy his record because he's really good. Okay, carry on.